Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Principal Carlita Earle stands outside Eagle Nest Academy and welcomes students off the bus. When this Flint Charter School opened in the fall, Earle decided not to use the water fountains or the kitchen sink. That's because last year, the city started using Flint River water, and it's been a headache ever since. E. coli outbreaks, chlorine burns, and now major concerns about the lead levels. Earle says everybody's been pitching in.
We bring bottled water. We have parents start donating water, as well as other agencies are donating water for our students.
She estimates that the 150 students in this school use 600 bottles of water a day.
And it's quite expensive.
Taranda Rouse is dropping off her son at the school's side entrance. He's in kindergarten.
Have a good day, man.
She says as things stand, she's not letting her family drink the water.
If it's that filthy and nasty like that.
And having no water is hard on the family's morning routine.
Like, I can't even take my medicine this morning because, I mean, I don't have no water. I'm going to go to the store and buy me some. So
Rouse feels lucky that her son has bottled water at school. But she says it's not fair to the school.
They shouldn't have to go through all that.
She thinks it's the city's responsibility. Now that Flint has issued a lead advisory, Flint Community Schools is asking parents and local organizations to provide bottled water for every school in the district. But a few miles across town at Genesee STEM Academy, a charter school, parents are concerned. This school is still letting students drink tap water.
It's really bad. I mean, it's really bad. And my face burning as I speak.
Philip Liddell is standing in the back parking lot. He's just biked over to drop his three kids off at school.
I'm the mother and the father. I spend a lot of time with them. I used to hang up here all day until I got comfortable.
As he locks the kids' bikes, he says water is the one thing on his mind.
I've advised my kids not to use the water. But yeah, they need to do something about that water real bad. But they're too busy talking about politics and all that, so they ain't really worried about no water. Forget it. Kill them. Let them die over there. They don't care. I don't know why they playing like that. That's America for you.
Liddell says buying water is taking a big bite out of his monthly budget. And now he's out of money.
I just ran out, so I got to wait till next month till they get my pension back up next month.
So what are you going to do until you get more money at the end next month?
Well, we're going to have to quit showering and drink and sip.
You're going to be rationing it.
Yeah, that's right. You got to ration. You got to take a little sips, you know.
Liddell says they'll manage. They have so far. But two other parents dropping off kids suggest it might take something more.
You know the water we need? Who is it, Moses?
Moses. Yeah, that's what we need.
We need his water.
Their best guess is that it will take a miracle to fix Flint's water. I'm Gabriella Emanuel.